Hi, it's Mark, and you're listening to English on Command podcast. It's a new day, and it's a new set of very useful words and expressions. First, I'm going to explain all of them, and then we're going to read a new chapter of Alice in Wonderland. Your job is to find all the new words and expressions. If you have something you don't understand,Feel free to text me on my Instagram. The link is right here in the episode description. And now, let's go. The first expression for today is at any rate. At any rate. It's a phrase, it means in any case. Anyway, at any rate, I think they will be late. At any rate. Again, anyway. Next word.Beast. It's a noun. B-E-A-S-T. Beast. It means violent, dangerous animal. According to the myth, the beast used to feast on people. Feast means to eat people and enjoy it. F-E-A-S-T. To feast, to enjoy. All right? Again, beast. Violent, dangerous animal. Next word is poker.P-O-K-E-R, poker. It's a noun. It means a metal stick which used for moving wood or coal in a fire. For example, be careful not to burn yourself with a poker. Again, poker, a metal stick. Next word is a very tasty word. Tart. T-A-R-T, tart. What's a tart? Tart is anopen pie filled with sweet food, usually fruits. So it's a pie, but it is opened above, right? It's an open pie. Now, for example, can you make a cherry tart? Cherry tart, just like a pie, but in this case, it's a tart because it's opened. Good. Next, custard. C-U-S-T-A-R-D, custard. Custard.It's a noun, and it means a sweet yellow sauce made from milk, sugar, eggs, and so on. So again, a sweet yellow sauce, usually served with fruits, puddings, and so on. For example, I love to eat apple pie with custard. Okay? Again, it's a sweet yellow sauce, just like mustard, but this one is sweet, and we call it custard.Next one is toffee, T-O-F-F-E-E, toffee. Now, toffee is a hard, sticky candy. Okay, hard, sticky candy, toffee. Toffee is my favorite sweet, toffee. Next is a phrase, an expression in our case, disagree with, not with a person.In our case, it's something like food which disagrees with you. It has a bad effect on you and makes you feel sick. For example, if you eat too much chocolate, it will disagree with you, with your stomach. Okay? Not with the person. In this case, with your stomach. Disagree with. It will disagree with you.All right, and one more word we have for today is a verb. It means venture, to venture. Also, it could be used as a noun. In our case, it's a verb. Venture means to dare, to risk, to do something or go somewhere. She's venturing into the forest by bicycle. Again, venture, V-E-N-T-U-R-E, venture, to dare, to risk, to do something.All right, so those are all the words we need for today's chapter. Now, again, one more time, repeat after me. At any rate. Beast. Poker. Tart. Custard. Toffee. Disagree with. Venture. All these words you can find...in the description right here under this podcast. Well, now let's read the story and try to find all the words in that story. Okay? Let's go. There seemed to be no use in waiting by the little door, so she went back to the table, half hoping she might find another key on it, or at any rate a book of rules for shutting people up like telescopes. This time she found a little bottle on it, which certainly was not here before, said Alice, and around the neck of the bottle was a paper label with the words, "Drink me," beautifully printed on it in large letters. It was all very well to say, "Drink me," but the wise little Alice was not going to do that in a hurry. "No, I'll look first," she said, "and see whether it's marked poison or not." For, you know, she had read several nice little histories about children who had got burnt and eaten up by a wild beast and other unpleasant things, all because they would not remember the simple rules their friends had taught them, such as that a red-hot poker will burn you if you hold it too long, and that if you cut your finger very deeply with a knife, it usually bleeds. And she had never forgotten that if you drink much from a bottle marked poison, it is almost certain to disagree with you sooner or later. However, this bottle was not marked poison. So Alice ventured to taste it and finding it very nice. It had, in fact, a sort of mixed flavor of cherry tart, custard, pineapple, roast turkey, toffee, and hot butter toast. She very soon finished it off. And now, part two. First, let's check out the words. Plainly. Plainly is an adverb and it means in a way that is easy to see, hear, understand, or believe. Plainly. The sea was plainly visible in the distance. Okay? Plainly. Next word. Slippery. This one is adjective. Slippery means difficult to hold or to stand or move on because it is so smooth, wet, or polished. Okay? Slippery slope. Slippery surface. Slippery floor. The roads are slippery when they're wet. Okay? Next word. Severely. Severely, I love this word. It's an adverb. It means seriously, strictly. Well, in this case, we could say someone injured his leg severely, so he cannot ski anymore. Severely. Okay. Next one is an expression, really good expression. Box my ears. Box your ears. Box somebody's ears. Box someone's ears. What does it mean? It means to hit somebody with your hand on the side of their head as a punishment. Okay, in the old times, teachers would punish students by boxing their ears. Again, to box someone's ears. Good. Next one is a noun from this chapter and it means croquet. Croquet is a game played on the grass in which players use wooden hammers to knock wooden balls through a series of hoops. Well, just remember, croquet is a game on the grass. Have you ever played croquet? Alright, and two more words for today. Respectable, I guess you know what it is. To be respectable means to be considered by society to be acceptable, good, or correct. Okay, he thought that getting a job in that company would make him respectable. And one more word. This one is actually an expression and a phrasal verb. Leave off. L-E-A-V-E off. Leave off. Leave off means it's used to tell someone to stop being annoying. Hey, leave off. I hate when people touch my hair. Leave off. All right, now repeat them after me. Plainly. The sea was plainly visible in the distance. Slippery. The roads are slippery when they're wet. Severely, seriously, strictly. Stop boxing my ears. Croquet. Respectable. Hey, leave off. Good, so those are all the words we need for this chapter. And your homework, guys, as usual, to write down your own sentences with these words and send it to me, to my Instagram. And now, the story. What a curious feeling, said Alice. I must be shutting up like a telescope. And so it was indeed. She was now only 10 inches high, and her face brightened up at the thought that she was now the right size for going through the little door into that lovely garden. First, however, she waited for a few minutes to see if she was going to shrink any further. She felt a little nervous about this, for it might end, you know, said Alice to herself, it might go out altogether, like a candle. I wonder what I should be like then. And she tried to fancy what the flame of a candle is like after the candle's blown out, for she could not remember ever having seen such a thing. After a while, finding that nothing more happened, she decided on going into the garden at once. But, Alice for poor Alice, when she got to the door, she found she had forgotten the little golden key. And when she went back to the table for it, she found she could not possibly reach it. She could see it quite plainly through the glass, and she tried her best to climb up one of the legs of the table, but it was too slippery. And when she had tired herself out with trying, the poor little thing sat down and cried. Come. There is no use to crying like that, said Alice to herself, rather sharply. I advise you to leave off this minute. She generally gave herself very good advice, though she very seldom followed it. And sometimes she scolded herself so severely as to bring tears into her eyes. And once she remembered trying to box her own ears for having cheated herself in a game of croquet she was playing against her own self. For this curious child was very fond of pretending to be two people. But it's no use now, thought poor Alice, to pretend to be two people. Why, there's hardly enough of me left to make one respectable person. Alright, that's the end of today's chapter. Guys, don't forget about your homework. Write down the sentences with the new expressions, and you can find them in the description to this podcast. And that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye.